These days, we still look forward to French imports. In fact, just outside of Boston, there's a little French gourmet shop that's pulling in American and French customers. It's in Lexington, of Lexington and Concord fame, and it sells the kind of French delicacies that you'd expect. But reporter Adeline Sear found that it offers something else that French expats like her yearn for.
When François and Cécile Attard opened their shop, Ma France, outside Boston last year, they hardly spoke any English. They've been working on that.
We come from the southwest, near Bordeaux, the Périgord, exactly.
That's François Attard. He'd been hearing from friends in Boston about how difficult it was to find good European foods there, so he saw a business opportunity. It took him 2 years to persuade his wife Cécile to sell her hair salon in Périgueux. You see, François was eager for a career change.
Me, I was policeman. I worked for 5 years in the secret services in motorbike.
From their home region of Périgord, the couple now sells duck liver pâté and goat cheeses. They also have all kinds of sausages delivered monthly. Then there are the pastries, silky chocolate, vanilla, and coffee eclairs, colorful macaroons, creamy Napoleons, and chocolate raspberry fondant. Fresh products, especially the croissant and fresh sausages, sell out quickly, so the Attards encourage customers to reserve them ahead of time. But cheese may be the biggest draw here. There's Epoisse, a creamy, strong-smelling cheese doused and ripened with cognac. Also, Bettmal, a goat's milk cheese, and sheep's milk camembert.
It's a mix with the sheep and the goat milk.
Customer Eric Oldsman is tasting some of the new arrivals.
Oh, that's good. That's delicious. This one, too.
One piece?
Yeah, please.
He went for a semi-soft cheese from the Basque country.
Yeah, this is a fantastic addition to the community because it's very hard to get like good cheeses, and they have this fantastic collection. So I come here maybe once every 2 weeks for the cheeses and also some of the meats. And the breads are also very good.
I come from Burgundy in France, a region rich with wines and cheeses. So when I first walked into the shop, I wasn't surprised to find those gourmet items. But then I noticed some things that you usually can't find on this side of the Atlantic. The kind that spurred instant flashbacks. French junk food. Packages of classic chocolate-covered cookies, jelly cookies, neon red strawberry marshmallow candy, a peanut-flavored puffed snack, carom bars, the French version of Tootsie Rolls, and a chocolate breakfast cereal. Maybe bad for your health, but good for my French expat soul. Shop co-owner Cécile Attard says they did a little crowdsourcing to figure out what customers wanted.
On a commencé donc avec les fromages et après nous avons développé le rayon épicerie.
We began with cheeses, says Cécile, and then we developed the grocery store section with the help of a notebook where customers could write down what they'd like to see here and what they were bringing back from France in their suitcases. Many would bring back preserves and things like cake mixes and baking powder, even croutons, which are now sold at this store. The goods here are truly a reflection of what a whole generation of French people grew up with. Catherine Chollet is a regular. She says walking into the shop transported her.
It was lovely. It was a little bit of slice of home here in Lexington, which I like.
Her personal vice? Orange jelly cookies.
The Chamonix orange, this is something that I used to love when I was a child. Soft orange jelly with an orange coating on top. They're delicious.
As for me, I was thrilled to find bottles of mint or fruit syrup that you mix with water. This syrup used to be a staple of my afternoon snack as a child. One cooling sip of the mint syrup evokes powerful memories of summers in France. I've been known to bring back those heavy bottles in my luggage. And the good news is, I don't have to do that anymore. For The World, this is Adeline Sear, Lexington, Massachusetts.
Want to see what French junk food looks like? We've got pictures of some of Adeline's favorites at PRI.org.